It's going good.
Unless we try and read it.
B and C. Yeah, I left it on there one time on manual. I mean, that other one, noise complaints, ambient.
Is that supposed to be in the middle?
Yeah, middle is normal.
Okay, maybe that's what I've been getting at this time.
So, beginning. Let's see, should have some volume right on the, this first volume. So. It's the first one. Hit me with a feel so I know where you are. So, the two ways you're going to get one way is.
That's the
stock. The second way is the stock way.
That's the first way.
Well, your first way is the way that we established that you could use to make it sound less stiff. You know, where you start on that by omitting that other note, right?
Starting there, but I mean, in terms of
that's the way you're hearing it, though, is what we're talking about. You're playing it the same either way.
I'm playing the same as you're playing it.
See, there are two groovings that the ear can latch onto, but don't let that dismay you. That's just part of the way this is. If you heard it as. Yeah, if you heard it this way. But without the first note.
That's the same thing.
Right. But the other way is.
Right.
So I think I've got that one just. Try to go backwards and go.
What I've been doing is just going, you know, doubling the first note, get down on the end, go doing that.
That's perfect. That's exactly what you should do, because after this note, that'll keep you in the pattern.
So I should go.
Wait, no, I'll put you into the other pattern, isn't it? Put you
no.
In the
tape and I have it, you know, but when I don't, I forget it.
I have to think about this. I got an idea. Coming up. Pick it up. After this, come, you end up on this. That's the last note on the way up.
Right.
That's your pattern coming down.
Instead of skipping the first note, is what you're saying.
Well, no, in a way, we're still doing four notes. It won't make itself known. I mean, we're still doing. It won't make itself known until you're into the pattern.
instead of omitting that last note you're playing.
Yeah, what we're doing is the last note of the pattern is actually the first note of the group of four going. That would be straight back down, right?
Right.
And then the next one would be. That's in there, but it's going. They're in there, though.
Connecting up, you went like this.
Oh, you could do that. I was just coming all the way up. And then starting. This is really the first note coming down. This is the last note. Okay, let's do it from here.
Okay.
Let's do it together. Okay, keep going up. Kitchen table and just tap the beat and you get used to hearing where you can expect those accents to sound. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say accents, the sound strums.
Instead of counting, you hear it after a while.
After you, yeah, and then when you're hearing it, you might count it the very first time. As soon as you hear it again, you say, oh yeah, it's that one. You know?
I think
you can understand how that could happen if you worked with it.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. In fact, when you were showing me the first time, it became easier once you built it instead of counting it.
Yeah, counting, you know. Only initially.
I find that my right hand technique is still a little, you know, cumbersome sometimes. But not with that.
For the strumming?
Yeah. Not so much with that one, but with some of them. Well, that one was the easiest one for me, that's what I did.
How's your guitar working?
Well, it's good. I took it back into John today because I was sort of fretting out of the neck here. It was kind of.
Even on a one note, not bending.
And it was because he said something would happen. These things move after they're put in sometimes. And it had something to do. So I just picked it up on the way out here. That's why I have it with me. And it's working out great. I love it. I've been playing a lot. So you asked me to get those scales in a little bit better. So I worked on the other positions as well, more so than this, although I did go over this a couple of times, and the chords as well, with having in mind that we started the sixth strings, and that you said,
right?
Well, yeah.
The sixth string page is extraordinarily similar, but it's just a little more spaced because there are really two halves to it. You have your intervals again, you have, but only one line now. Then you go right to the chords, like the fifth string, but then we have another group of intervals in the middle of the page, which then proceed to some more chords. It's because coming out of the sixth string, we have many, many more chords, and we have to almost break it up into little groups. The first line deals with the intervals and the chords, or the first half of the page, I should say, that come up from, let's say, across the neck and higher, onto higher frets. But the latter group of interval and chords go behind, like this angle here. Like if you're holding a bass note here on the sixth string, the latter group are dealing with chord shapes.
We call that down the neck.
Yes, down the neck. That's right. But the first two are dealing with across and up.
Okay? The first one.
So get as conversant with this page as you possibly can.
I sure will.
The sixth string is really still the most important string on the guitar.
Is it
chords? I started the fifth because it's easier.
Oh, I didn't know.
The sixth is the most
important. I thought maybe the fifth
no, no. Six is important. Six is amazing, man, how much material is coming out of the sixth string.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I noticed that there's two strings, two notes.
Yeah, sometimes to save space, because I knew I was going to only do one row of intervals this time so as not to drag it out.
Same note.
I would write, yeah, they're both the fifth. Okay. It's the same as the other
page,
I consolidate, yeah.
Good.
So this is still like another lesson, but we've still got to the lessons.
No, I'm really happy about that. I'm glad I was... That's great.
It's amazing. Sometimes, you know, I've had lessons where people will really just talk for a half hour. So the lesson really consists of 20 minutes of lesson, 10 minutes of playing at the end, and the half hour of time. I mean, it happens sometimes, even when people show up on time.
Because I have a lot of nonsense lessons.
We're talking about a chord like this, which sounds a little bit strident at the top end because we have the sort of highest two notes. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So when you have that in the top of the chord, it's not uncommon to find people subconsciously or consciously doing numbers like this, breaking up the dissonant notes, and somehow hearing these after each other. It's much more readily acceptable. That's in the fifth chord, line three.
Okay, that's fine. Great.
Just as a general rule, you have more fingering options when you're going to use plucking technique in the right hand instead of strumming. For instance, the page that has a sixth string root forms, the second chord from the last in line three, it's a minor six chord. First finger, third finger, second finger, fourth finger would be pretty much a necessary item if you're going to strum it. Or when you go to strum it, you need another string. It doesn't do well in that particular configuration. The thumb seems a bit unnecessary to, just for that amount of notes. I wouldn't bring the thumb in like that. But this fingering here works also with plucking. We've added the fourth string in there. We've added a double flat 7 note in order to strum the chord. The general principle for all these things being, if you need to strum, you've got to add the missing string that would have been nubbed out, or that wouldn't be nubbed out, as is the case where, you know, if there's an empty spot in the middle and you're going to strum, I got to say, what note would work and still not give a bad sound?
You have to double the flat seven.
Yeah, that was an available note. You could have doubled the root, but doubling the root, if we had done it like here, we'd done the octave, in a case like this, gives us these intervals at the bottom, which is tough. This interval is hard enough out here down in the bass when you have another one of it stacked up. It's a tough sound from here to get to light up. Tell me, is that weird? Is it not?
I'm not sure. I hear it sounds like it sounds weird. Are you talking about the note?
And see, root, flat, five,
right?
This is another root right here. In theory, you can say, sure, just double the root. You just add the root. Don't do that, though, if you have this note on the bass. Don't double the root.
But if you have a flat, five.
Yeah, in general, that's not going on. It's much more like the flat, seven.
Flat seven. You still
yeah, that's
one, five,
yeah,
five.
That. Yeah, 1 5 5. There's the flat seven doubling. This flat seven.
Oh, I see. Is it better than?
It just sounds more attractive.
Than yeah. Five, five.
Okay. You substitute bars. You really don't want to even get close to barring your first finger. Yeah, that's right. That's much better. You just want to stand your fingers up.
Like this.
Yeah, not ridiculously high, but not real flat like a bar either. Yeah, that looks good right there. That angle is perfect.
Okay.
It's mentioned to me that you can start on the first note and still get the jazz feel. This is true, but the ear hears less sophisticated groupings for whatever reason. You'll hear which aren't bad, but at this tempo they don't sound that musical. Whereas if you go, to me that sounds miles higher in sophistication because it's instead of the first one's much more blatant and exercise.
Yeah,
like King's Blue Mile, just so it is.
Okay.
Good.
What song?
Ba-dum, be-boom, ba-dum, ba-ba-da-dum, boom. So it starts right on the A note. Ba-dum. On that second position. Singing.
So it's just go.
Is that you were somehow feeling that this wasn't one on the downbeat, which it is right there. This is a different pattern, unfortunately. You're just stuck with it right there. If you want, don't hit this note loud. Pretend it's almost like not there, and then you'll start hearing groupings going.
Right. I've got you. I tried that too. I think.
So, in clarity's sake, here's the last part of both of these. First one that's on the tape. Starts the downbeat right there for the first descending note. The other one went. It never made it, it didn't go. Two ways to do it. They're both there on the tape, so you can study them.
Okay.
One of them does. This is and. The other one goes simply. It never makes it back to its note. It goes and it continues to here, and that note begins the descending pattern.
I think I got you.
So again, one of them does this. Normal, and even includes one more. But instead of going back to here, like it would, like if I kept them,
yeah.
It doesn't do that, it goes, and then instead of G, we're going to put A, and then that starts the whole descending bit.
Gotcha.
else is pretty crucial now that I got to warn you about. The articulation between both hands. A lot of times you're laying these notes down on the board. You're going. Lift each finger. Not radical, but a little left of it. It's got to sound like single low light. And that's much more happy. Although the second finger just stayed there all the time. See, it's down already. What's your second finger now? See how it stays down? It's all down.
It shouldn't stay down.
It can stay down if you want to, but I think you shouldn't have it out of control. I mean, if you're planning. See where you leave a note down and you play the other, but you're supposed to be playing the same lines here.
Oh, I'm learning something here.
Anyway, that's a little stuff that everybody runs into usually, so don't be alarmed about that. Okay, if you want to, rather than go into other positions, I'd like to give you a couple, at least one other melodic pattern to work with besides this one, so you don't get too bored. I have to think about this one after watching which one should be. Wait, one second. Difference happens from this segment, the one that starts from here. Normally would do that, correct? Okay. One of them does do that. The other one doesn't. The one that doesn't do it.
Well, I got you.
Doesn't hit this note. Instead,
it goes like this.
Right. But the one that does do it, now dig it. The one that does do it, not only does that, it does one more. Now, it doesn't do that because you'd run out of notes, right? No, instead of that, it does not. It does not. The one that, that's why I wanted you to pull it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. This one here goes on. Instead of here, instead of going, it goes. No. This is one. This, you hit the right note, the wrong feel.
It's just different. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's different. I mean,
anyway. Backwards when you hit that note.
Listen
to me one more time.
Okay.
This thing here goes in. And then one more segment. Instead of that note,
right, you start on the first
one. You hit A instead, and that becomes the new one. Wait, don't pause though. Wait,
I got it now, so I feel good.
No, wait, there's a third one, the one that you were doing before, and you said, I have it right, and I said, yes, but you're like what I'm doing, but a scale degree down. You should know that, because your mind's logical. And then you got here. And then instead of starting your descending pattern from here, like I did just another moment ago,
right,
you started it from here, which actually sounds better to the ear. Your voice sounded better. I like it better.
And I'm just trying to say, hey, let me try it.
I
get kind of silly sometimes.
So this is going. That was the one we did 2 minutes ago and got straight on. The way you were doing it was.
I skipped just take
it. Yeah.
That works too.
That works real good.
Okay.
That sounds very natural.
I'm going to be on top. I think I can do it into it. I mean, I hear it.
It has a lot of thirds in it. Feels like
this is a different pattern.
Right. If you start on two strings, it looks like that. See these little thirds, this third in it. Kind of fifth, and I'm omitting. It's not the fifth. It's 1, 3, 2.
So
each, and I'm omitting the fifth. third above that, right? And down to eighth second, right? No, then you start on G. You start from each note of the scale and do that logic, that's right. Then A. And C sharp after it. Think of the major scale. What we're doing is we're skipping.
1-3-2.
1-3-2 on from each note, right? So here we're on a note. We skip its next note. That's right. And then we get the note that's left, right? Almost, you can skip. Now things are really getting slow. There we go. There we go. That's it. First, but you know what? In a short time, a few evenings, I've had it be right there on your fifth.
It feels like
it's very natural. And remember to leave out the first note after you have it. Just leave the first one out and we'll go.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
And how can I connect them up the same way?
Here's that's the one. Necessary when you get home to just erase this, but what we're going to do is we're going to tackle the progression to a jazz tune that people play using almost exclusively chords whose roots are on the sixth and or fifth string. I say almost exclusively because there are a few chords, for instance the second chord of the piece, that doesn't have the root in the bass, let me phrase it that way. It has the fifth. The only way you could tell is if you looked at the name B flat and you looked up there and said, well, wait a second, if it were B flat, it should have this note in the bass from the perspective that you've learned. If we were way up at the 11th, 12th fret, I mean, that fret number, you'd say it should be this note in the bass. He's got that one.
That's obviously not it.
Yeah, whenever the bass note is adjacent on the same fret that the root would have been on, had the root been on the fifth string, that bass note is the fifth of the chord. Should I say that again?
Yes.
Whenever the bass note is adjacent and on the sixth string.
In other words, here.
Right. If it's adjacent to the root, which is on the fifth string, even though that root's not being played, that's the fifth in the bass of that chord.
Okay.
Whereas if this is the root, the fifth's always
right. This isn't the root, but
that is the root, but if it's not being sounded, they might put the fifth in the bass.
In other words, we're not playing it, but we know it's a B flat chord.
Right. You can visualize it right next to it with that fifth in the bass.
So since there is no, I know that the fifth is there, so where would the root be?
It's not in there. You can have to. You can actually leave the root out of a chord.
Suggest the root.
You'll learn, yeah, which voicings sound good without roots.
Good.
Now, there are three treatments of this progression. The first one starts real high. It says all chords give three beats here. It's a jazz three. At first, you could do it without doing a jazz number. You can just hear it as a waltz. What you do is you hit all three sounds together, all three notes, I should say, on the first beat. And then on beat two and three, just quietly play the top two notes. Don't restrike the bass. So it's like a this. Gotcha. Okay. That's what we call a straight waltz. It's not quite oom-pa-pa. Oom-pa-pa's like more of a circus or something. It's just a little bit. But it's in that ballpark. It's very European, straight, traditional rhythmic.
Jazzy.
This isn't quite jazzy yet. The progression is. The rhythm isn't jazzy yet. I like this waltz if you want to name a few guys percentage wise. Probably who still likes a straight waltz, it sounds good. There's a pretty melody that goes over this that we'll talk about. But first I just want you to get these chords. Now jazz feels more like this. It's like also they put the bass. You usually hear these bass players walking. I will have to get the basic chords. I'll do this. There's a melody in this song that goes up. It's a great tune. your assignment is to get these chords on your fingers, and I'm going to write you in a few fingerings. There are three different treatments on it. If you get the first, I'll be happy. If you get the first two, I'll be thrilled. I don't
this
expect
is one
you.
Treatment, this is the second?
That's right. If you have a lot of extra time, try for the third treatment, too.
You say treatment, you mean different voicings?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just different combinations of putting the voicings together.
Right. Well, I'll do them.
Count 1, 2, 3 first, and then I have to get the clock going before your hands up, so it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Now, if you want to syncopate it, you go ba 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 ba. That's it. But you keep your foot tapping the three or the moon that was tapping. Okay, now this time, instead of hitting the chord, we're good. You're doing this. Let's try this. That's a common task.
I've done that with chords on the leg now. No, this
whatever. Same go like this. Slowly, like the first night, say you say, oh, I'm going to get at least four chords down and memorize four. Next night, you might try for another four at a time. You might get eight the first night if you have a lot of energy. Who knows how far you get? I mean, don't settle for less than, let's say, four chords at a sitting. But don't just keep reading through the whole thing where it's going to take you eight.
I'll never get them, so I'll never get them off.
You get them, it takes so long.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you were going to ask?
What was I going to ask? So, well, I guess I was just sort of thinking out loud as to the approach that I'll take. The approach is to learn the chords, and then I guess once I know, even try playing with the time that you did, even if I just know the first four.
Yeah, what you'll do is you'll put time immediately. As soon as you see the fingerings, I'm writing in a few key fingerings that then will permeate the rest of the page. When you see the same shape, you say, oh, well, I fingered it like here before, so, you know,
this has a lot of time.
So you'll get a fingering like that, and you move to there, and you say, yes, I'm going to put it into rhythm.
So you are doing the pace twice there.
This is what you did too when I asked you.
Oh.
I changed your strum and had you do it in your copy.
Oh, so you,
so you went,
that.
You went.
That's what you're doing on the tape the first time, though.
First time I went bass once and the chords three times. I went. That's a waltz. You might start with that first. Make sure you can just play that much without the game.
You're alternating the bass notes.
Well, that's the way this.
That's where the chords are.
Yeah. There's a pattern that you
know. Oh, I see. So this is, there's a purpose behind all this, I think.
I hope so.
That's what I like about you. Whatever it is.
Yeah, the bass is doing its little number game. And then if you want to get fancy, what's that?
Sure. That's easier for me. So
great.
Okay, I can ask what you do.
In passing, you're talking about, you know, the different effects, and David brought up the point about, you know, when you're just hearing little guitar parts, and they might just go, the whole track was going, you know, or something. They all had a feel. So we're talking about that there are different effects, say, when you're doing, triplet feels like that, where the bass is going about that speed. The triplets are slow, the pulse is slow. That's the speed of the beat right there. It's very relaxed. You don't have to be on caffeine for this one. See, you're tapping the triplets, right? The key is real slow.
This my foot.
Stuff comes under the domain of texture, the effect, because if you take the same, these are triplets, and you hear, that's exactly the same time for the notes. Doesn't it feel more powerful, hard, when I pick large masses of sound, even three notes of type at the same time, instead of gently looking at the rows of notes, you're going to get a whole different effect on even though the rhythm meter part is the same, you know, the rhythmic aspect is chronologically the same,
it's
time, you know, time. You hear this one. The ear's drawn to the bass that's crawling along against that ticking clock upstairs. Texture is just one of them.
Right, eight areas of music.
Melody, harmony, rhythm, texture, phrasing, dynamics, instrumentation and or tone, and form. Some of those also have other terms that we talk about. Those are, I believe, the eight areas.
That's great.
We'll talk about more.